The celebrations coincided with the 20th anniversary of the introduction of multi-party politics. A day-long series of events started Sunday morning with a national prayer service at Bingu International Conference Center in Lilongwe. Clergy from various denominations prayed for peace and prosperity for Malawi, one of the Africa's poorest countries and one of the world's least developed. Statistics show that more than 65% of Malawians still live below the poverty level, which is less than $2 per day. Bishop Joseph Vumbwe was among those leading the prayer service.
We pray, Heavenly Father, that it is time we put to an end all these sufferings of our people, that they may test the real meaning of independence as visioned by those leaders who have gone before us. We pray, Lord, that 50 years may teach us to realize that this has been the time we should have developed our nation.
Vumbwe urged political leaders to unite in developing the country for the next 5 decades and avoid divisive politics that would prevent development. Tens of thousands of spectators were on hand for the end of the celebrations, which culminated in dances, concerts, and police and army parades at Sivo Stadium. Not all Malawians were impressed by what they viewed as celebrations that were too expensive for a country. They said the bill, about $370,000, could have been used to fund proper initiatives. On Saturday, a column in a local weekly newspaper complained that instead of celebrating, Malawians should be mourning because no progress was made over the past 5 decades. In his speech at the event, President Mutharika took time to respond to the article.
When this country became independent in 1964, there are only 60 miles of tarmac roads. Now we have over 2,000 miles of tarmac roads. Isn't that progress? When this country became independent, there was no single university. Now we have close to 11 universities. Isn't that progress? When this country became independent, we have 4.5 million people. We now have 40 million people, and the economy is able to sustain those 40 million people.
President Mutharika said those countries which have developed have relied on hard work, and he called on Malawians to roll up their sleeves in unity and with patriotism.
There is no reason for someone to go to work at 10 o'clock and leave at 2 o'clock if you're supposed to be paid for 8 hours of work. Those are employed or self-employed, making sure that we work for the benefit of this country. As our great American said, John Kennedy, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Marking the end of the celebrations was a friendly match between Malawi and Mozambique, which ended in 1-1 draw. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre.